Blog Talk Radio.
You ready, man?
Party people in the place to be. It's about that time
for us to.
Yeah, what you know about going out? Head west, red legs, TVs all up in the headrest. Try and live it up, rock jewel, bigger truck, peace all glittered up, stickle kid, nigga, what? Jig with a cut, sip crisp, spit it up. Hoes rock, get your nut, till I can't get it up. I'm a big man, get this man room. I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you stand on the wall, hand on your balls, lighting up drugs, always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code. They figure I went wild when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold, baguettes in my rolls. Rec shows, collect those, extra O's. Buy the E, get a key to the Lex, the hoes. East, west, every state, come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make. Whether from the ex-friend, intellects or bins. Let's begin, bring this BS to an end.
Come on.
Understand, we be Waikiki, sipping DP to the TV, look 3D. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 Chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, mama say they gleam. And I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all, I ain't mad at y'all. Now give me the catalog, I show you how daddy ball.
That's right.
Six cars and power to fire big stars. Sit up CEO. Smoking on cigars, nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
Bad, 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 bad boy. Yeah. You make me feel so good.
Come on.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad, 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 bad boy.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Yeah. Do Puff drive Mercedes?
Yeah.
Take hits from the
80s,
but do it sound so crazy?
For
me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, a tattoo, a SC. Smoke my Nestle, nomad rap, ass cat, where my check be? Problem with y'all, I said directly.
Right.
Went from hard to sweet, start to eat. From no holy shows to menage a sweet.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to hardly speak.
Come on.
Yeah. Boy, you make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know
bad
you
boy.
Make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad, 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 bad boy. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Let's go.
Bad, 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 bad boy. You make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
Come on.
Rise and grind, everybody. That was Mace, Bad Boy. This is Feels So Good right here on Body and Soul. It feels great to be here once again. And I got a very, very special guest on this morning. Midnight Soul alumni, Ball State alumni, Sterling Hicks, a.k.a. DJ Sterling. Good morning, sir. Can you hear me out there?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Good morning to you, too.
All right, man. How you doing? How you feeling today, man?
Oh, man, you know, I'm all right. It's early in the morning, but, you know, hey, we up and at it. It's all good.
That's right, man. Well, we're going to get right into it, you know. I just want you to tell everybody who you are, you know, what you do, just to go ahead and introduce yourself to the world, man.
Well, all right. Like previously stated, my name is Sterling Hicks. I come from the south side of Chicago, Illinois. I'm approximately 22 years old. I'll be 23 later this year. Graduated from Ball State last July, class of 2015. Shout out to y'all, rest of y'all. Currently, I am employed by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. I work out here in Terre Haute at the WTWO/WAW feed, NBC and ABC split station. I am a production assistant for them, and I do various tasks, you know, in the station and outside of the station for the network.
All right, all right. Now, of course, when we were talking
sorry.
Earlier...
I'm rude. I almost forgot that I'm from Ball State. My bad, I graduated from Ball State.
I thought you said that already. When you said, "Oh, I guess not." But I thought you said that earlier.
I just said I graduated. I just remember I said I graduated from college last July. But yeah. I graduated in July.
Good.
I got hired in September. Excuse me. I haven't been out of college for a year yet. So it's just like
True. No, you good, man. In fact, that's why we definitely want to get into the conversation of what you do. Of course, we call it a production assistant as the title, but can you kind of elaborate exactly on what it is that you do?
Yeah, no problem. So what I do kind of from like a day-to-day basis standpoint, when I get to work, you know, I'll go in, set up the studio, make sure the lights are on, check mics, make sure they're powered up, batteries are on, different shows that we have. We have a show that we do called Good Day Live, where it's like kind of like a talk show, basically. We have a set that goes on, like, the main studio set. So if that's not set up, we take care of that and make sure everything's situated. Get ready to film our teases, which are, like, short snippets, you know, introducing, like, headlining stories that you usually see during commercial breaks before your local news hits the air. During the newscast and other different shows, if I'm out in the studio, typically I am a cameraman / floor director. The floor director part comes from the fact that the director gives me directions in my headset, and then I just relay them to talent. So I'm kind of like taking control in a sense of what's going on the floor, but I'm just pretty much, I'm a messenger in that sense. Another task that I do, if I'm in the production suite during the show, they've taught me to run what is called Deco Audio. Deco is just a name of a program that is basically the graphic system. Anytime you see, like, plasma, like, you know, like big TV plasmas, and you see animation with, like a picture and then a title for the story, or you see people's names just pop in and out on different stories when we go into them, that's what the graphics are. That's what, you know, graphics are made. So we control the changing of different keys, like name keys and, you know, story titles, and then we also are in charge of making and then plugging in the graphics for the different points in the show. We have our main graphics consist of plasma graphics and over-the-shoulder graphics. Also, outside the studio, can do some work there too. I just, for the first time this weekend, actually, I went out by myself and filmed a high school girls' sectional championship basketball game, which was pretty fun. You know, it was very energetic, you know, lots of very lively, especially in small towns in that area. You know, their high schools are very, very front of their community. So, you know, most of the town, if not the whole town, will come out for one of these games. So, it's always a great experience to get to see just how the communities interact with high school sports and how they value what their youth does. Another thing that we do at the station, Indiana State obviously is located in Terre Haute, so sometimes we have Indiana State basketball games that we broadcast. I have been privileged enough to be able to work some of those, and I've done various tasks. I've done a different task in every single Indiana State basketball game I've worked. I've worked two men's games, one women's game. The women's game, I got to work the up cam, and on that one, I was the main game cam. So if you were watching the broadcast and see the person panning the camera back and forth, that was me.
Okay. All right.
The most recent job I got was under control of the audio board. So where that's a little different, we have to be in the live truck, which is parked outside the stadium, and I'm basically controlling the audio for the show. So I'm controlling the mics of our announcers and the net sound that we get. One of the main net sound element that we control is we have mics on the hoops and on the baskets. So when people make a shot or go for a dunk, you know, we can mess with the nets to make it sound more realistic, and you can hear more of the crowd when we involve the nets, playing music and things like that. And the final test that I've done at an Indiana State basketball game is getting to be a floor cam operator. So I sit under the basket with the camera and try to get highlight film, capture different directions from my director, like capturing the bench or capturing coaches, depending on what sideline you're on. Sometimes you'll have the pregame interview to do with the reporters at the announcer's table. Other times, if it's like the time I did, you'll be close down to the home team's bench, and during halftime, you'll have to go over with the sideline reporter and get a quick interview with the player or with the head coach.
Nice.
So, you know, this is kind of like a rough but laid out interview, you know, pretty thorough description of what I do and what I have done so far while I'm there. One thing I will just go ahead and say I will be getting into more of is as well as shooting highlight film for sports on different weekdays whenever the need is necessary. I'm also going to, by the end of the year, I'll be learning how to become a director for one of the shows. The director is basically a technical director, so where the director operates the switchboard. So where I do running Deco Audio, I can change keys and, you know, control mics and things like that, you know, different sounds of the newscast. The director is calling out for those things, is basically in control, like they really are in control of the show. They're telling talent what to do in their ears sometimes. They're telling floor directors what to direct for talent. They're controlling video, multiple video feeds, following along with scripts, and making sure that the producer who is ultimately in charge of the show is happy with their product.
Wow. I didn't realize the production assistant was able to get into, like, be actually in the scene like that, you know, actually on the scene, on the floor, in the interview. So, you know, that was pretty well laid out, man.
Yeah, well, what's really nice is the fact that especially, and I think part of it probably helps that I'm in such a small market, but at my station, my boss and management are very, very enthusiastic about plugging anyone anywhere. If you just, they're very good about giving you experience about exactly where you want it. They look for opportunities for you to get better. And they're always looking for people to help out in different areas. And honestly, they love it when you come to them and express to them that you have a desire to branch out into these different areas and try these new things, because then they're more than happy to give you opportunities for you to learn and get experience.
Okay. Well, with that being said, my next question really goes into what was your inspiration to even become a production assistant? What inspired you to want to do that?
Well, it's something that fell along with my job field. You know, I graduated Ball State with a telecommunications major with my concentration in digital video production. So anything involving cameras or production itself, I'm very into it. I love it. I have a passion for it. You know, I take it very seriously. I'm always looking for ways to improve my own independent, you know, productions and whatnot, especially from learning things that I do get to learn from my professional job. But and really, it's the thing about this particular job, I can't necessarily say that I had a direct inspiration for why I wanted this job specifically, for two reasons. The first reason is because when I was job hunting, I wasn't only looking for news jobs. I was just looking for anywhere that I could get my foot in the door somewhere and start. I just wanted to start somewhere and get going. And the second thing is, honestly, my job now, the position that I'm working was introduced to me kind of as a secondary position when I first started receiving phone calls about when I had applied, because I had applied for a completely different position. I applied for and had several phone and in-person interviews for a different position, and ultimately the day I got hired, my boss, he started out the conversation saying that he wasn't going to hire me at the position I had been going for, but he decided that he wanted to hire me where I work now, and obviously I was more than happy to accept.
Right. Absolutely. What we're going to do is, I wasn't going to the next question, but I decided I want to make sure we wake up our audience, because you're dropping jewels right now for those who want to be interested in production assistance. So I'm going to play another record. Now you stay in the studio and just, you know, sit tight for a hot second. And when we come back in, we're going to go back in and pretty much take this journey a little farther as far as what a production assistant is and what exactly that you guys do. So, you know, just stay on the line.
Okay.
If you don't mind, we're going to go ahead and give them some. I'm going to see if I can find something to wake them up real quick. Hold tight.
Hey, yo.
Body and soul.
You ready? Let's do it. Yeah.
man half drugs. Ask the clubs, bad boy, that's what's up. Ask the bucks, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things. Check the hit list, how we twist shit. What changed with the name? We still here, you're rocking with the best. Don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks. Who's the boss? Dudes is lost. Don't think cause I'm iced out, I'ma cool off. Who else but me? And if you don't feel me, that means you can't touch me. It's ugly, trust me. Get it right, dog. We ain't never left. We just moved in silence and rep to the death. It's official, I survived what I've been through. Y'all got drama, the saga continues.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Cause it's bad boy for life.
They look straight from the Harlem streets. I don't play y'all pussy down with the Harlem heat. All of a sudden, niggas got a problem with me.
Black, what happened?
They running around acting like the black don't care eat. And you know what?
What?
For some strange reason, I'm off of this medication, feeling deranged, needing for y'all to put the word out.
Come on.
We ain't leaving. We trying to be rich before we don't stop breathing. Therefore,
what?
We kind of hustle lame. Stay laying down our muscle game. Still turn niggas' dreams to flames. You got the wire? If not, I ain't saying no names. You soon expire. No pain. I feel remorse. The subconscious. Me and Diddy are first race of Porsches with the big twin valve exhausted. On the cover of your vibe. Double XLs and sauces, bitch.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We can't be stopped now. Cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't.
We ain't.
Since the notorious, see everything still glorious. We still got warriors, still be the victorious. See, it's a lot of them, but it's more of us. Still got cash to blow, raps to flow. Steal them, cats to know, pack to flow. That's for sure. Bottles to pop, joints to rock. Play the background, handle my jock, holding my Glock. Money to get, cars to flip. Bars to sit at and sip cognac with juice to drip. Hoes to see, make sure they knowin' it's me. Drop that D, can't believe that I am C. Bad boy to the casket drop. Gotta love it, place nothing above it. It's on like that, don't believe we ain't going like that. We're always gonna be here, we there, every motherfucking year.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We can't be stopped now. Cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't.
We ain't going nowhere.
Going nowhere.
We gonna stay right here.
We ain't.
Forever and ever,
we can't be stopped now. It's bad boy for life. We ain't
going nowhere. We gon' stay right here. We ain't going nowhere.
We can't be stopped now.
We gon' stay right here
for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Cause it's bad boy for life.
Alright. It's Body and Soul. That was Bad Boy for Life. Well, you know how we do it. You know, something to wake you up, because I don't want y'all to miss these jewels that my man Sterling dropping on you right now. For those of y'all that are interested in production assistance, y'all need to tune in to Body and Soul right here, right now. Because from what I can tell, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sterling, this particular position that you have, not only is it an opportunity for you to learn something different each time that you go into your job, but it's also an opportunity for you to be right there in the scene of things, whether it be a basketball game, a news scene, directing a show. You're in the action. You're in the moment. You know what I mean?
You're most definitely right. You know, that's completely accurate. It's just, it's very like react. It's very live in the right now, because as much as there's a set routine that you get into, nothing is ever the same. You know, some days for a news show we can have interview guests, and some days we cannot. Some days we can have breaking news, you know, and other days we cannot. Some days we have live hits where we have to, you know, send our reporters out to different locations and then feed back with the satellite. Or we catch a satellite from the network and we're talking to somebody halfway across the country. You know, it's some of anything that can pop up. You know, we have severe weather we have to deal with. And you know, it's not just necessarily when you go to work. You're always kind of in the mindset, you know, thinking, what can I do to help my, you know, to help my station out? You know, if I'm out and I'm not necessarily working, but I see something that looks newsworthy, I will let somebody know just so if it's worth looking into, we at least know about it. Because, you know, if no one tells you, you know, how are you supposed to know? You know, we have police scanners, but those only go so far. A lot of times it takes, you know, it takes like actually being contacted and let know, like, hey, this is going on, and we think you should look into it because there might be a story there. And so sometimes you just have to be proactive and be vigilant. You know, if I see a car accident and it looks pretty serious, I'm gonna let my coworkers know about it so that we can try to get on it. You know, like, you know, about a month or so back, there was an accident down the road from the station, and I was getting back from break, and I saw emergency vehicles heading that way. And, you know, I instantly ran in the station and let them know. And, you know, as soon as I let them know, they sent somebody down there to get it. And we ended up getting some pretty good footage because, Lord and behold, along after a while with this accident, someone ended up having to get airlifted. So, you know, that's pretty severe that we actually have someone on crew to capture this. And it's amazing because you never know what you can pop up. With that particular accident, it ended up being a head-on collision, and nobody died. You know, that's just amazing. So it's some of everything that you can really pop up. You know, and you know, just as much with the good comes the bad. You know, you do hear about people losing their life and tragic accidents and, you know, brutal acts of violence, things like that. And it comes with it. And to a sense, as much as you care, you end up having to learn to be somewhat desensitized to it. You just have to understand that when you're taking care of news and you're taking care of certain things, you have to keep that objective view. You have to just keep that, you have to keep that stand of relaying and reporting and just informing instead of opinionating and assuming and making judgment.
Right. Okay.
Right. So you know, that definitely can extend beyond, you know, anchors and reporters. You know, that goes past how it goes to us in production as well. You know, because you know somebody feel, you know, if you feel a certain way, you can't necessarily put that out there. So it's just you definitely learn how to deal with things inside and outside of your comfort zone. And ultimately, I feel like it's going to benefit you in the long run because you're going to become more well-rounded because of it.
Absolutely. You actually, in the midst of explaining how you came up with that news story of the car accident, you pretty much answered my next question. I was going to have you break down a day in the life of a production assistant, but you already broke that down in the sense of anything that's happening around you and your surroundings is news. And it can become a great story, or it can be great footage. So you kind of already answered that question without me even having to ask, because you literally ran in there and told somebody something was going on and ended up getting good footage out of it. And if you hadn't said nothing, there would have been no footage. You know,
it would have been delayed. We might have caught
it a little later
or after they
right.
You know, not while things are in the now. We would have been catching the end of it.
Right. Good point. That being said, what advice would you give an up and coming, like, let's say you go to Ball State, kind of like on a campus visit, or you go there to kind of speak to the kids there in your particular telecommunications? Because I was a public communication major myself, so I'm kind of familiar with some of those classes that you had to take. If you were to meet with some up and coming telecommunication major students at Ball State, what kind of advice would you give them now that you have, you know, experience in the work field or experience in your field of work, you know?
Well, the first thing I would tell them, while in school, learn as many things as possible. Get your feet wet in some of anything. because ultimately it can play into what opportunities you do and don't get, but it cannot. You know, I got turned down for an ESPN internship because I didn't have enough sports, you know, production background for the position, which I understand. So, you know, some things, if that's what you're, if that's specifically what you're passionate about and that's specifically what you want to do, then by all means do that. You know, put that time in and take that time to get that experience and learn more about your craft and what you want to do and become. Because if you do that route, you know, you'll have the ability to get opportunities like that that I was not able to get. Where my situation, my personal situation is a little different only because unlike a lot of people that end up in the field, and I can't necessarily say that, there are a lot of people that do know exactly what they want to do with the major and the field, and but just as much, there are just as many people that don't know and or have no preference over what they want to do. I'll classify myself as someone who had or and still kind of has no preference, because as long as I'm doing something in my field, I'm happy. If I was working primarily in sports, I'd be happy. Just, you know, regular TV, like a TV series or a TV documentary, I'd be happy working in that. Working on the set of a movie, I would be happy. Working in the news where I'm at now, I am satisfied. You know, I'm not satisfied, but I'm happy because I was given an opportunity. I'm getting valuable experience, and I'm getting a start somewhere, as well as being able to grow and learn and build myself up to be whatever I seek to be. Just because I start out as a production assistant doesn't mean that's where I'm going to end up in life. You know, it's amazing some of the things. You know, I've heard of people that have started out as production assistants and now they host some of the biggest shows, some of the biggest talk shows in America. You know, it's things like that. But you know, specifically to students and future people who have future aspirations to get into the field, you know, a lot of things, and this is kind of transcends past specifically the field. It's in telecommunications and production itself. It goes for any field. Just because certain jobs say they require certain amounts of experience doesn't really mean a whole lot. You know, it does and it doesn't. It really just depends. The thing is, you cannot be discouraged to try. You just cannot. You cannot look at an opportunity and then not go for it or at least apply somewhere just because you don't meet all of their preferred requirements. Because, quite frankly, every single professional outlet is going to ask for a minimum of 2 years of professional experience. And that's just not possible coming straight out of school more times than not. And so what it is, like for me, I can't even count how many places I applied. And truth be told, I was only seriously contacted back by two. Mm. And one of those was an internship with a startup company. You know, it's just, just for me to get the, for things to have worked out the way I did, I feel blessed and highly favored. You know,
amen.
I feel like God was working in my favor very much so with the opportunity that I have at my plate. But at the same time, I knew at the time what I had to do was just take chances and go for things. Because if you don't go for it, you won't get it. But if at least try, you give yourself the opportunity. You give yourself a chance. You know, I went to them, and they were looking for experience in certain things. And I told them, I was like, honestly, I've never worked in news at all, whatsoever. Never worked in news before. I showed them the best things I was able to show them. I was able to give them experience that I had from working on summer film projects at Ball State. And as far as actual video for them to watch from work that I had done, the best examples I was able to give them was from Ripper Rave, a student organization and TV show we started up, me and some of my friends, Jordan Baker, Reggie Green, Adriana Jones, they started it up and really made it into something, you know, wonderful. And they, you know, we made that. That was like a TV show, basically, a fashion-based TV show. And that had nothing to do with news. But at the same time, just because I had done something to give myself experience in some way, shape, or form, that was enough for them to give me a chance. And it's really amazing to me, just because they took a chance on me. And it, I mean, if you ask them, they'll tell you that it worked out for them. And I'm proud to be able to say that. And it's just, so it's just, like I said, if you don't give yourself the opportunity, then you will not get what you're looking for. You won't even be able to start, even if it's not specifically where you wanted to start. Because news is probably the last place I would have told you I wanted to start out my career. But look where I'm at now, you know. And
man,
and so as long with giving yourself that opportunity and getting yourself more involved in like extracurriculars at your school, it's you have to be careful which ones you choose, because you could have extracurriculars that you do that, yeah, they're nice little resume-like points, you know, when you're looking at activities and past experience and everything. But at the same time, when they're looking for, like, hard physical things that they can see and evaluate, they can't do that necessarily if you aren't involved, if you're not really getting true experience. You know, Rip Array with that, along with start, you know, helping to start it up. You know, I was a part of the team that helped start it up, but at the same time, over my time in Rip Array, I ended up doing at a minimum of 5 different jobs. And so I got experience in doing a lot of different things, and that I feel like that experience, you know, even though it's not professional by definition of professional business, at the same time, it was still legitimate experience. And I feel that it was legitimate. I can claim that it was legitimate experience just because, you know, a news outlet took a chance on that. And, it, you know, like I said, they'll say it worked out for them.
Nice. Man. Well, I mean, you got some very good points. I mean, if you don't go out there and try something, you know, how you ever going to know? And it doesn't matter where you try or where you start at, because that doesn't necessarily, where you start doesn't necessarily mean you're going to end up there. You're going to end up somewhere completely different if you keep working towards it.
Exactly.
You know. Man, we gonna give him some more music, because we gave him a lot of jewels in a small amount of time. We got to let them marinate on that one for a second. So I'm going to play a couple tracks, and we'll come back on the air. My man Sterling Hicks from, you know what I'm saying, from Terre Haute Zone, WTWO News. I'm Terre Haute. We'll be right back. This is Body and Soul with Todd Slatter. Tune in.
Yeah. You finally start to care. I show up so unprepared. You're ready for something new. I'm still where I was last year. Meanwhile, we're talking it out. You keep leaving things at my house. Seems like you're wanting to stay, but you need to know I'm on the way. I'm on a ride. I'm everywhere. I'm hard to find. You want a man. I'm just a guy. Busy as fuck. You know what's up, and I got a life back where I stay. Still pay a car note for this girl around my way.
You got the game and the talk. Keep turning out how I thought. And my feelings on low all along. Intuition never ever wrong. What the hell, mixing vodka with Italian? Carousel hitting circles on my stallion. And I'm a real one, nigga, I'm my own man. You looking so damn thirsty, let me throw it back. Maybe we are onto something. Maybe if we have the time. and I got a life back where I stay. At least you're still my only girl. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on my way. Yeah, yeah, baby, I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm on it. Baby, I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm on my way. Way. Baby, I'm on it, I'm on it, I'm on it. Baby, I'm on it, I'm on it, I'm on it, I'm on the way. I'm on the way.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window cracked, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dog that's locked in the bank. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna drop it up.
Come on,
across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little pickle, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Flex the road, sign a check for your hoe. Jigga style is love, X and O. Save all your accolades, just the dough. My game is wide, all lanes aside. Trying to stay alive, 100,000 for the bracelet. Foolish ain't I, the chain to strain your eye. Twin platinum gun, son, aim for the sky. Ice on my bullet, you die soon as I pull it. Willies wanna rub shoulders, your money too young. See me when it gets older, your bank account grow up. Mine's is 1000 old up. Damn near out the rear trunk when I roll up. Moti till I close up, it's all basic. I've been spending hundreds since they had small faces. Rob your stash out, doubled out down in Vegas. Me and JD got it locked crazy. Where you at, haters?
Jaguar switching four lanes, top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double R, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Nigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the thing. When you hit the bricks, new whip, money ain't a thing. Y'all wanna floss with us? Cause all across the board, we burning up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Just slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Cake thick, I live the life. Eating crab, watching bitches shake shit all night. I make the big moves, do the big thing. Take small groups, turn them into big names. The big dog with the big chains. Frostbit bracelet, the match. Can't say I'm the shit, man. Type of nigga that you need to cruise. Type of dude that'll do shit you won't do. Can't do, get more burned than a candle. Too hot to hold, too much to handle. In the black sea low, he know. If she look, she go. Bye bye with Dada. And I ain't gotta say no more. I'm the truth like AI. Got the proof and stay fly. And the safest shit you could never buy. Know why? Cause I write the songs that the whole world sing. I don't know about y'all, but every night I swing. The Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes. Top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Yeah, I wanna floss with us. Across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money
y'all,
in the
day. It ain't for real till y'all ship a meal. And y'all hit a R&B chick and she fit the bill. Said she love my necklace, started relaxing. And that's what the fuck I call a chain reaction. Went from wholesome to jigger you wholesome. Baby, I don't play on my jewelry, it's light gray. Platinum, spend your whole life in a day. What's down in the bed, roll the dice.
Let's play. So what you in gold, a rock and rollie with an ice bezel. Don't take a lot more to see my level. Where I'm at, your check, you better double that. And personally, your rap is where the trouble at. I'm a Benz bubble cat, leather with the wood grain and the platinum frame.
Screaming,
it's not a game.
Gleaming
from ear to ear, wrist to wrist, ringing chain.
Even
me and Jay-Z got it locked crazy. A Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes. Top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Gleam in the hell with the price of the money.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Yeah, I wanna drop it up. Across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Oh, so sad. Rockefeller. Labo. You know. All we do is rock. Rock on. Rock.
All right, welcome back to Body and Soul.
That was Tinashe and Drake. We're on a wave and followed that with Jermaine Dupri and Jay-Z, Money and Everything. Sterling, man, you know I miss by, I miss Midnight Soul, man. You know I do.
Bro, you ain't saying nothing. Like, oh, man.
We used to kill the Midnight Soul, man.
Hit him with some. Ooh, hit him with the good mix.
Hey, we be having parties up in the studio, man. We be wild out for the Ustream. Remember the Ustream, yo?
Oh man,
it's crazy.
He's a clown on Ustream so bad. That was just all bad. And I remember I had to tone down my clowning because my mama started watching Ustream.
Shout out to Miss Hicks out there, man. Yo, Mama Hicks, man.
Shout out to Mama. Shout out to Mama.
She had to regulate out there, man. She had to regulate.
Yeah. Everybody could cuss on Ustream except for me.
I was the only one. But now, for those of y'all that just tuned in, I got my man Sterling Hicks on here, aka DJ Sterling. If you've ever been to DSU party. If you ever been out to a BSU party, more than likely he was your DJ throwing it down, the ones and twos.
Disclaimer. If you was at a BSU party and the music was good, I was probably the DJ. The music was good at the party, I was probably the DJ.
All right. Fair enough. But, yeah, he used to throw it down, the ones and twos, man, but today he's here on another position, obviously one that's probably possibly a little more lucrative and more consistent than those parties we used to throw back in the day. You know, so as a production assistant for NBC affiliate WTWO News out in Terre Haute, for those that just tuned in, can you kind of, and I don't want you to go through the whole thing again, just kind of give a brief description of what you do for those that just now tuning in with us.
I work for a news station. You know, work for Nextar Broadcasting Group. They own a ABC-NBC split station, so we have to take care of the news for ABC and NBC during the day and night. I'm on the evening crew, so I come in during the afternoon, stay throughout our evening, 11 o'clock news, get to usually leave around 11:35 or so. I run cameras, floor direct. I run the audio and graphic systems during the show. I've been able to go out and work on Indiana State basketball game crews when we do live broadcasts of the games. And I've also shot highlight film for high school hoops.
Nice.
Just a little brief summary.
Not bad. Let them know where they can find you at. I tried to look for you on Twitter the other day. I don't know if you changed your Twitter or what, but let them know where they can find you at.
Yeah, man. You know, I deleted Twitter not long ago. Actually, it's been a while. I don't even know how long it's been. I haven't been on Twitter for a while. You know, I really wasn't using it anymore, and I didn't see a need for it. Maybe we'll see a Sterling Hicks Twitter resurgence, but I don't know. Maybe we'll see about that, more closer to the summer. Right now, the main things you can follow me on are, just for fun, follow me on Snapchat. I'm very active on Snapchat. I'm also actually trying to start up some big and serious things in the coming weeks. All Snapchat, so I kind of am trying to gain more Snapchat followers. So shameless plug to myself, my Snapchat is Sterl20. That is Sterlz20. The only reason I'm mainly plugging my Snapchat, just a little brief thing. I'm gonna start a little mini series on Snapchat, and I'm also gonna start something else up that we can things that can be transcended past just the social media app itself. And hopefully it can get more people involved in kind of like doing something more unified and everything. So we'll see how that goes in the coming months. You can follow my Instagram. It is DJ Sterl's Third Flow. That is DJ Sterlz, Third Flow. If you don't know how to spell Third Flow, I can't tell you to ask somebody because we're not on Ball State's campus. So it is 3RD4LOW. You know, I'm still got a little midnight soul in me. I'm back on the radio.
I know. I was gonna say, I had to fall back. Like, better ask somebody.
Yeah, but for you, you ain't heard that one in a while, have you?
Man.
Also,
it's hard to believe it's been a year that fast, man. Like, wow.
Man, okay. I'm saying.
Yeah, shout out to my Ball State alumni out there, man. WCRD for giving some young black entrepreneurs the opportunity to pretty much express themselves freely from midnight to 2 a.m.
I almost forgot. You all can follow my YouTube. You know, just keep an eye on my YouTube page. You know, I also independently am a music video producer. So my YouTube page is called Sterls Productions. If you caught on with the trend, that is S-T-E-R-L-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Sterls Productions. You know, the productions is spelled with an S. It's spelled normal. I have several music videos for several up-and-coming artists, and I will be doing one with your host soon,
Chamber Floyd.
But, you know, and I also will be seeking to add more videos, more music videos, as well as other non-music video related content, and throughout the rest of the year, kind of also getting back to some of the things that I was talking about involving Snapchat. But you know, the reason I want more followers for my Snapchat, which is Thurls20, shameless plug, is because it's just mainly because the way that I'm doing what we're doing is. It's kind of like a live look and then a final production. So I kind of want people to be able to see the process and see like how and what exactly we're doing when we're doing it. So then
that's beautiful.
When they
behind
do
the
see
scenes,
it,
basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Basically, and behind the scenes, and it's kind of like the concept of Midnight Soul, of watching Midnight Soul on Ustream. You get the full show and the background content we can't put on air.
Right.
So,
right. The raw footage.
Exactly. So if you were to follow my Snapchat account and other Snapchat accounts involved in the project that will be being worked on in approximately 2 weeks, then you might just so happen to see things that won't necessarily go on the YouTube
Make
production,
the air.
If you get what I'm saying. So, you know, and that Snapchat is Thurls20, shameless plug. That Thurls is with a Z, shameless plug.
Right.
You know, and, yeah, we just out here just trying to do things to be more positive and do, like, things that aren't as repetitive, you know, trying to come up with new things. You know, it's
right.
There's too many people trying to be like, you know what, I think that's a good idea. I'm going to use that and try to get famous, too. No.
Man.
No.
Do your own thing.
And the thing is, I'm not trying to get famous. I'm doing what I'm doing because I care about it. And I got a passion to do that. I got a passion to create and do things like that. So that's my purpose for why, you know, I'm going forward with the things that I've kind of been shamelessly plugging here. Shameless plug.
Nice. No, you brought up a very good point, man. Because you work with a lot of artists when you do your video production with Thurls Productions, you also notice that a lot of people want to do music right now in the city that we're in right now, or really in the state that matters since you're in Terre Haute right now. So the thing that I always try to the whole reason I even created Body and Soul, you know, for those that are just not tuning in and have never heard this before, it was really something to set me apart from everybody else, because I love doing music. I'm passionate about my music. You know, Sterling knows this. I'm very passionate about my music. But I feel like if I just was just another rapper, then in your eyes, I'd be just another rapper, you know. I always want to encourage artists to expand their creativity and think outside of the box. What can you do to separate your product outside of everybody else around you? And that also kind of segues into why Midnight Soul was such a great show. Sterling, you can back me up.
No other show like it. There was an urban show before us, the Loud Pack show.
Yeah.
Guys who came before us. Then, you know, after us, there was, you know, DJ Mass Appeal had his thing going on for a little while. You know, that was, you know, he had his little jam going. But there was no urban show at Ball State's campus, nor any other show that was playing the old school and new school R&B the way we were. There was nobody.
Right.
Nobody doing that. You know, you had an urban show that came before us, had an urban show that came after us, but you had no show playing R&B just like we were, and pretty much primarily only R&B.
Right, and what I wanted to point out, you brought up a good point, because in that answer made me think what made our show special was each and every person that was featured on the show, DJ Walt, DJ Heartthrob, Angry Man Sterling, and myself, you know, we all were different personalities. You know, DJ Walt, he's a comedian now. Look at where he's at right now. He's a comedian now. He's doing his comedy routines out there at Ball State. So shout out to my boy Walter Ford. If you haven't seen the show,
let me shout out Raven, too, because, you know, she was with us. She was with us for a season.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Had to give her a shout out, too, because she's with us for a season. Definitely gave us some real talk, you know, while she was there.
Then you had, you know, everybody's basically, their personalities were so different, yet we had one thing in common. We all love good music. We all love the good quality R&B soul music, a little bit of hip-hop influence in there, here and there from time to time. And it's like, just like Sterling said, there will never be another show like Midnight Soul simply because of the dynamic that we created. And the fact that we came from three different shows came together to create that one show, it just goes to show you that when we work together and put our creative juices together, we can create a
three different shows and a dude that just got mad all the time.
And it worked. That's what's so crazy. It worked. The FCC didn't come after us for none of that, you know what I'm saying? So it actually worked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I was able to successfully rant without the FCC coming down my throat. Like, you know, I always made a point of that, like, hey, and I knew they was listening. They was listening. You knew they were listening, man. They were waiting. They were like, you gonna mess up and we gonna come get you. And I was like, I'm gonna tease you, but I ain't gonna do it.
You be like, you ready to go in on them? Be like, know what? I'm gonna stop the SEC, go come in and shut the whole thing down. Let's go ahead, calm down, shut it down.
Heck yeah! I let a word drop. You think it was about to be bad, and then I was like, gotcha, SEC. Yes, I did.
They ready to pull the kill switch. But nah, man. Looking back on it, just those things, creative projects like that show you that thinking outside of the box. Yes, it's a risk. Yes, it may or may not work. But if you don't go out there and try to be different, you're just going to be just another rapper, just another whatever it is that you love to do. There are millions of other people in this world trying to do the same thing that you're doing. So what makes you different is what's going to determine how successful you are and what level of success you reach and what results you get from the experiment that you take part of. So, you know. With that being said, don't be afraid to take risks. Don't be afraid to do something different, you know. And if you love what you do, don't let nobody stop you.
That is absolutely right.
I can attest to that.
All you really need is God and your passion, and you can accomplish anything.
Amen. So with that being said, Sterling, you know, I want to thank you for blessing your presence this morning with Body and Soul. It's an honor to interview you, my brother.
Thank you for having me. Honestly, I really appreciate it. It was an honor.
We're within our last 5 minutes of the show, so any final thoughts you want to, you know, any final jewels you want to drop on our audience this morning, because you dropped a lot of them. You got another jewel in the bag for them, man?
You know, just to kind of reiterate the primary things that I want kind of to be held on to from what I've said, you know, this morning. And that's just mainly to, you know, get yourself involved. You know, if you're still a student, get yourself involved in what you love to do. Get yourself experience. Get yourself something worthwhile that benefits you. Because once that benefits you, it can go so far, and you'll be surprised at how far that benefit will really go. You'll think that it's doing this amount of good for you, and it's really doing double that. You'd never be surprised. And you can never, ever be afraid to take opportunity. Just you have to try. There is no opportunity if you do not opt to try. You feel me? Like, it's just, right. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work out. It's like, you know, you might not if you do, but you definitely won't if you don't. So just, you got to keep those things in mind. And then the final point that me and Ty just hit on, you know, not long ago is, you know, do what you can to be an individual, because we have to keep in mind, especially in a world that doesn't necessarily promote this as to be true, we have to keep in mind and always be mindful and, you know, always be aware that individuality is beautiful, and individuality is what makes this world such a beautiful place and such a you know, it can be such a good place to live, and it can be an even better place to live if we let all of our individuality shine and just, you know, show the world, like, hey, this is me, this is what I do, and this is why what I do is worth what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just,
yeah,
always remember to be yourself, and don't be a pawn, don't be a clone, don't be a copy, don't be a phony, just be you. That's all you can really be. If you be you, you will have whatever success that you truly desire and that you truly need in your life.
My man Sterling Hicks there, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to thank him once again, and make sure you follow him on Instagram at DJ Sterling Third Flow. I'll have the links posted so that way you can find him. If you missed the live episode, it'll be posted on TopSlider.com.
Definitely follow that Snapchat too.
Right,
I ain't gonna lie. All
right. Shameless plug. You know, Sterling's 20.
It's shameless plug. Shameless plug.
But if you missed the live episode and you missed my man Sterling dropping these jewels on you for production assistance out there and young entrepreneurs out there, the episode will be posted on TopSlider.com shortly after it goes off the air. So if you missed the live feed, don't worry. You can catch up, TopSlider.com. And if you haven't already, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of this TopSlider. That's TYSLATTER. And with that being said, Sterling, have a blessed day, man. We're going to go ahead and close
it
out like that.
Once again, appreciate you for having me, and thank you all for listening.
All right, man. All right, and we're going to shut it out like that. We're going to shut you down with some Faith Evans love like this. Have a great day, y'all. Stay blessed. TopSlider.com. Let's go. Body and soul, baby. We'll be right back.